Okay.
You want to talk a little bit about what it was like to grow up here in Melrose Park back in the 1920s and 30s?
Well, we shopped right here on Lake Street, and 19th was our big shopping center.
Broadway? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the stores that you actually shopped at there?
Well, they had Leventhal's and Angeloni's. They were pharmacies that had real good shakes, you know, and
okay.
ice cream and stuff like that. And once in a while, we stopped and had some. Then they had good clothiers. Tailors then also sold clothes.
Okay.
So whatever you bought, they'd fix them right there for you, especially above Porty's.
Porty's was open back then?
Yeah, okay. Porty's was open. Okay. Tailors upstairs in Porty's selling clothes and fixing them. And they were all mostly Jewish, you know, but they knew their stuff. And we had doctors on 19, like Dr. Vincenti, barbershop.
Now, there used to be a movie theater there too, right?
They had the Melrose Park movie theater. We used to go there for 10 cents a person. On Saturdays, they have a cereal, cowboy cereal, you know. Like this week, the horse is falling off the mountain, you know, or a cliff. Everybody's wondering, what happened? The following week, you go back, somehow or other, they'll hit a tree and bounce off or something. And they're saved.
Now, did there used to be an ice cream shop next to the theater?
It was a Greek shop that made chocolates, popcorn. Most everyone would buy a box of popcorn before they went to the show. Or else they'd bring a greasy bag with stuff from home. Eggs and peppers fried, you know. Put it in a sandwich. In those days, they didn't have plastic bag, you know, paper bag. Slowly, the leak would come down on the bag. There it is. But the kids had a good time.
Now, was there also a bowling alley?
There was a bowling alley on Main Street and 19th Avenue. On Melrose Park side, but it was only one alley. But across the tracks, they had a regular 10 alleys that was run by some Italian people. And most of the people would play over there. In later years, the Greek that owned that shop used the top floor, which was a dance floor or for weddings. Well, he converted into a bowling alley too.
The upstairs?
Upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, they call it the Midway Bowling Alley. Midway on 19th, you know. Yeah.
Now back then, how did you get around when you were kids? I mean, did you walk? Did you take a streetcar?
Our main thing was walk. Okay. I walked to high school.
All the way to Providence?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
back.
That's a long walk.
But we walked like in groups of five or six, you know, cut across the park in Maywood. But on the way back, we tried to hitchhike back. Sometimes we get a ride, you know. Otherwise, we walk back. For the last 2 years, I didn't have to walk to school. I took a ride with this fellow. His name was Frank Fischetti. And in high school, I took up 3 years of Italian because there was a professor that knew nine languages. He was from Italy. He escaped World War I by going to Germany. He married a German girl. Then he came to the States. When I was in his class, sometimes I would nudge the girl next to me. He said, John, said, you remind me of myself when I was your age. He had white hair. He was very congenial with everyone. He had a son, Robert, that went to school with me for 4 years, and we were in the same gym class. Now, the Melrose Park boys, so they had a football game, and they tousled him around, you know, and the next morning, Professor Gentleman comes up to the class and says, those dirty dagos from the Melrose Park, they hit my son. He said, I don't like that. That was a common nomenclature at that time, you know. But we all laughed. He forgot it, soon forgot about it, because the boy was a good boy, and he didn't have an enemy in the whole school. He was a nice kid.